Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like you just weren't good enough? Maybe this was a time when we weren't picked for a team in school or were being bullied. Or maybe it could have been when we had a really special girl or guy that we liked a lot, but they just weren't that into you. Maybe it was when you weren't accepted into your top choice college or when you didn't get that dream job that you really wanted. Whatever the situation was, chances are each of us has had a time in our lives where we felt like we just weren't good enough. That time in our lives could be right now, or it could have been a long time ago, but we still felt this residual feeling of feeling like we're just not good enough. Well, if we understand the background of what the first four disciples went through leading up to Jesus calling them in today's gospel reading, we'd come to understand that they probably felt like they just weren't good enough. You see, as Jewish boys growing up, they went to Jewish school, the equivalent of elementary school today. And from there, only the best and brightest were selected to go on to the Jewish equivalent of middle school. And then from there, only the very best and brightest went on to the Jewish equivalent of high school. Then from there, it was only a few of the smartest remaining chosen ones who heard the words of acceptance that every Jewish boy dreamed of hearing. The Jewish school rabbi would turn to them and he would say, "Come after me. Come after me to be my follower, to be my apprentice, to be my disciple." But for those like Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John who did not make the cut, they would have been told by the rabbi that they just weren't good enough. And they had to resign themselves to spending the rest of their lives keeping up their family trade that their fathers did. So on that day of rejection, they would have made their walk of shame home from the temple. And as they walked home with their heads hung low to take up the family trade of catching fish for the rest of their lives, I'm sure the sense of feeling not good enough had to seem soul-crushing. They each knew that their parents, especially their dads, would be at home. And when they heard this news, they'd see a look of disappointment in their eyes. Each day when these four picked up their nets to go to work, they had to be reminded that they just weren't good enough. Then as they were in their boats one day, a call from a rabbi named Jesus broke through their fog of despair. The first three words he spoke to them were words they had once dreamed of hearing, but had long ago given up on the possibility of ever hearing. The three words that meant they were good enough. They were accepted into their dream job of being a follower of a rabbi. Jesus said, "Come after me." As they stood in their boats, this call from Jesus changed everything. In an instant, they knew that they were made for more. So each of them dropped their nets, letting them fall by the wayside. They relinquished their role as captains of their own ships as they got out of their boats. And some of them even left their dad in the boats as they went to leave Jesus, follow Jesus. As they were getting out of their boats, I imagine them catching a glimpse of their dad's eyes. And for the first time in a long time, seeing him stare right at them with a look of pride in his eyes. Imagine what that must have felt like, to have the greatest man who has ever walked the face of this earth look right at them and say these words of acceptance, letting them know that they are good enough, that they have been called to their dream job. Well, the good news is we don't have to imagine what it might feel like to be one of these four disciples. The good news is that Jesus says these three words to each of us, letting us know that we are accepted, that we are good enough, that we have been called to the best job ever. Come after me, Jesus says to each and every one of us. He wants us to be part of his team. He wants us to be his friend. He wants to have an intimate relationship with each of us. He wants us to be hired for the best job ever, to be his disciple. No matter what else happens in our lives, what disappointments we may face, or what difficult times we may face, no one can take away from us what Jesus has given us. We are good enough, and so are our brothers and sisters. That's why immediately after saying, "Come after me," Jesus continues his call to his disciples by saying, "And I will make you fishers of men." Jesus realizes that there are so many others who are still caught in this sea of despair, floundering, feeling like they just aren't good enough. Jesus doesn't want our brothers and sisters being left behind feeling like this. Jesus wants us to help him reach them, to fish them out of the sea of despair they are floundering in. Jesus wants them to hear these same three words that let them know that they are good enough. This is the best job ever that each of us are called to as a disciple. So let us think of a person in our lives who is still floundering in the sea of despair right now. Maybe it's someone who feels lonely. Maybe someone whose boyfriend or girlfriend just broke up with them. Someone who is being bullied. Someone who is made to feel like they aren't smart enough or attractive enough. Or someone who is recently fired from their job, or who applied for their dream job but were rejected. Jesus wants us to invite this person to encounter him. Jesus wants us to open our lips so this person can hear his call to come after me. Come after me to one of the activities listed in the bulletin to encounter Jesus, who tells us that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, here he is. Come after me to a Bible study to encounter Jesus' words in Scripture. Come after me to Reconciliation Tuesday evening to encounter Jesus' mercy. Come after me to church to encounter Jesus in the Eucharist, because it is the Eucharist that nourishes us and strengthens us, that we can find the courage to make an invitation to this person in our lives who most needs to hear it. The good news is each of us are good enough. The good news is each person in our lives who is still floundering in the sea of despair is good enough also. The good news is we get to be the ones to tell them, "Come after me."